the CES technology show. If I understand correctly, that's the way that they're officially trying to moniker the show.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the Consumer Electronics Show. They don't use that anymore.
Yeah, everybody goes with the short form in this day and age.
So they just call it CES.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's fine. And news, especially yesterday, was coming out from the automotive industry, if you will. And we have a few stories on that, including, I love this. Apparently, GM CEO Mary Barra was making a keynote address, and she was unveiling the new Silverado EV. And during her address, she basically trash-talked Ford and the F-150.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. She vows that the Silverado EV pickup will beat the Ford F-150 Lightning on a host of key performance metrics, including driving range, towing capacity, power, and passenger space, and more.
And price.
Yeah.
Higher, I believe.
Probably.
I thought I saw $105,000.
Yeah, that is, you're right. That is the upper end. They do plan a more moderate $39,900 base model.
Oh,
okay. Oh, all right.
Does that come without all the attractions, though, like the generators and power this and power that? And
Well, that's the model that gets you from point A to point B. The other model does it a little bit nicer. But the Silverado EV is going to debut as a 2024 model. It's listed here as a lavishly equipped $105,000 first edition. It's called the RST, which, by the way, it says here, apparently reservations were started to take place yesterday. I don't know how many reservations they had, but in just 12 minutes, reservations sold out at $100 a piece. You put $100 down, you got, but doesn't say how many, but apparently people were ready to snap it up. So, the lists of firsts and bests, according to Mary Barra, 24-inch tires, 10,000-pound towing capacity, 1,000-pound payload, 400-mile range, a glass roof. A glass roof.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 4.5 seconds, because that's what we all need to do.
Yeah.
You know, just, that's why I bought a pickup, because I want to go that fast.
You want to burn out, yeah.
Yeah, so all that payload I had in the back end just went from... Automatic adaptive air suspension, multi-flex 7-feature tailgate, 17-inch infotainment touchscreen, 14-inch head-up display, and a fold-away mid-gate that opens the cab's rear to the bed to accommodate items 9 feet long with the tailgate closed. Now, that I would find handy.
Yeah, that would be helpful. That would be handy. In many cases.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times when I'm hauling stuff and have to leave that tailgate open and stuff hanging out there.
Or get your skis
in. And it will feature a removable rear window for open-air driving.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Still not saying whether or not it's going to have the generator capacity that Ford has.
No, it doesn't list it here.
Doesn't mention
it. I'm just picking out some of the highlights. Could be, you know, it's a pretty long article that was.
Does it have a frunk?
Well, that's right. I forgot about the frunk.
Yeah, the frunk.
The front trunk. That's right. That was another feature. Well, and of course, the Ford F-150 is already, you know, underway.
Yeah. In fact, they've doubled capacity now because it's in such high demand.
Well, Chevrolet is ready to take it on.
It looks that way.
And they say, even though it's not going to go on sale until the second quarter of 2023. Again, reservations already taking place and apparently very popular. We'll find out.
Truck owners are almost like politicians, polarized. You're either a Ford person or a GM person.
So I'm the exception, of course. You know what I am. Go ahead and
Chevy.
Say it. No, I am. I'm driving a Silverado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm the, so what's your best price?
Right, yeah.
I want a truck that gets me from here to there. That is going to be able to have some capacity. I can throw stuff in a bed, and I don't care if it gets scratched or dented, which is why I buy used.
Regarding that,
I don't need all the luxuries in there. You know, I can roll down the windows myself. I can unlock the door myself, and if I want open air driving, I'll just open up the window.
Regarding that 400-mile range, there's some new upstart company that has announced they have a vehicle that will go 762 miles on a charge.
Ooh, now I'm wondering now, this, funny you mention that. Mercedes is another story I have here.
Mm.
Now they have, it says here, it's being called the most efficient vehicle ever built, even topping Tesla's capabilities. And it says it has a range of over 1,000 kilometers, 620 miles, it says, on just one charge.
That's about the same. They must be using the same battery.
What I love here is they also list this. It says it has outstanding energy consumption on less than 10 kilowatts per 100 kilometers. So now, you know how we always do what the gas mileage is?
Yeah, right.
You're getting per gallon.
Something new to calculate.
I hope the vehicle does it automatically.
Yes, right.
The new Mercedes has solar panels on its roof for added energy and aerodynamic design. Wow. I didn't know solar panels could be for aerodynamic design.
Of course.
And it has an impressive, why do we need this, 47-inch TV screen on board.
Oh.
47 inches.
Whoa. It's like, is that like the front windshield? This, by the way, from Mercedes is right now it's the Vision EQXX. It's said to be a concept car and might not be on sale for a few more years.
Or ever. Yeah. It's a concept car.
Price isn't listed here.
Uh-huh.
But that's, you'll find out. 620 miles on just one charge. Well, that'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. Okay.
And finally, from BMW, because here's everything that you need in your vehicle. So here we go. Let's see if I can do this. This is going to happen very briefly. Here's BMW's innovations. That's what happens to this car. Isn't that what you want in your car? A car that a push of a button?
Oh, it changes color.
Changes color.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, a chameleon.
That'd be a great name for the car. A great name. I like it better than this because they're calling it the iX Flow.
I
like the chameleon.
Chameleon.
Now, this is another concept that would allow owners to change the exterior color of their car by pressing a button. It's a specifically developed body wrap stimulated by electrical signals to change the color of the vehicle's exterior.
Yeah,
you choose as the BMW says. You choose the clothes you wear. You choose your social media status, and now you can choose the color of your car.
And you know who's going to want that, don't you? Crooks who want a getaway car. Change the color.
That's right. Be on the lookout for a red. Well, no way, black. No wait.
Well, I like it though. It starts out as a white car. And if you get it dirty, then you can just turn it black and you don't have to worry about cleaning it.
Save yourself on the car wash, yeah.
Or the other way around. If it's black and it gets dirty, you can turn it white and it doesn't show up as much.
Good point.
I can just see now in the fashion industry, match your outfit to your car. BMW says one of the advantages is, for example, if you're trying to find your car in a crowded parking lot, you can just change the colors by the push of a button.
Why wouldn't you
find it when it flashes?
Why wouldn't you just use the alarm or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just press
Thank
the alarm
you.
And there's
you.
My car. All right.
But I saw someone on social media the other day that says every time I hear someone doing that in a parking lot, they hit theirs just so it confuses them.
Oh, who does that?
How rude. How rude.
What a jerk. Who does that?
I think you just said.
Yeah, right. Well, really? That guy has too much time on his hands.
Yes, very much so. Probably hang out in parking lots just to do that. Well, there you go, folks. Silverado trashing the F-150, a concept from Mercedes of a lot of charge on your battery and a car that changes colors.
That's what we need. Continue to change.
You know, give me the Flintstone car, you know? All right?
They didn't have 47-inch TV screens in their car.
I didn't need it. All you needed was Fred's 2 feet.